Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio.
Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is that whatever struggles you are experiencing and whatever questions you have, you are probably not the only one. There is no need to figure out everything yourself. There are 8 billion people in this world, which adds up to a lot of experience. So, seek out what you can and make use of it. I host another podcast called Best of Both Worlds with Sarah Hart Unger. And since we are both 40-something women, and she is a physician, we often get questions about things like hormonal changes that women experience in their 40s and beyond. It seems that despite basically every female person who lives to age 50 experiencing these changes, there's a lot of mystery still surrounding them. People have no idea what is going on with their own bodies, which is kind of strange if you think about it. How can something that 1 billion-plus people have experienced be a surprise? To that end, we were happy to welcome Dr. Jillian Goddard, an endocrinologist, to the program recently to talk about the late reproductive years. And one of the first things she assured people is that these changes are normal. She spelled out what people can expect. She's seen thousands of patients, and of course, there are probably 4 billion women on this planet. None of this really needs to be a mystery. But all this got me thinking about how many things we all think we need to figure out on our own. As if we are Adam and Eve in the garden, facing the world anew. But for the vast majority of human experiences, we are not going to be the first ones. We aren't even going to be close to the first ones. There is no need to muddle through without guidance or the benefit of other people's experiences. So, for instance, if you are relatively new in a remote job, and you are unsure how to let your boss know that you will be away from your desk for a medical appointment, well, you could ask a trusted colleague what she does. And even if she has never missed work for any reason whatsoever, she has seen someone else do this well. Perhaps she can tell you. Or if you are trying to navigate how to tell your kids about your spouse losing his or her job in a way that they won't worry about, well, someone else has done this. They've got ideas. Or people in general might have suggestions, like asking your school guidance counselor for help with scripts that might cover this topic. Now, it's possible that no one you know personally has navigated something, though maybe they have, and they just don't talk about it. But if so, the good news is that we live in a very connected world. It is possible to go on the internet and search, read posts, study the literature. Now, of course, you do have to be careful about the sources. That person telling you that all medical problems can be cured by paying attention to your auras, perhaps a suspect. But there is a lot of helpful stuff, too. Humans like to help each other. I wound up getting some relief for my chronic sore throats by reading about the different possibilities, and then seeing which options most matched my symptoms. It turns out, I am not the only human being with a throat. You can have a healthy dose of doubt about many things, but see if there's anything that seems like it might make sense or is repeated a lot, particularly by people who seem relatively normal, or experienced and wise, like our guest, Dr. Goddard. We are all unique and wonderful, but we are also, on some level, not that special, which is actually a good thing. Even if only one in a million people has experienced something like you, if there are 8 billion people in this world, that means that there are another 7,999 people who have had that experience. You are not the only one. Thank goodness. We can all learn from each other. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Thanks for listening to Before Breakfast. If you've got questions, ideas, or feedback, you can reach me at laura@lauravanderkam.com. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartMedia. For more podcasts from iHeartMedia, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.